This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Spending a few minutes now with Thomas Jefferson University head women's basketball coach Tom Shirley. Minutes after his 900th career victory, his squad smothered Caldwell 58-33. And first of all, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you, Matt. Glad you were here for the ride.
900, what's that mean to you?
Well, in joking, I always say it means I'm old. That's my 43rd season. But, you know, I think like anybody else, you set goals in your life. And once you get to a certain level, you set a new goal and you set a new goal. So, you know, once I got to 800, I thought, well, let's see if we can get to 900. So it's great. But as I said earlier, it's not an individual award. It's a team award for all the people that helped make this program successful.
And a lot of them are here tonight. It's kind of been this is your life, Tom Shirley, here after the game here.
Yeah, it's the people behind the scenes that have helped. It's the assistant coaches that have helped through the years. It's certainly the players that have been here and the alumni are here tonight to support us and the current players that we have. So, you know, as the saying goes, it's a village that makes this happen.
Have you ever taken time to kind of sit back and think about numbers like this? Like, you're talking a handful of coaches in the history of the game that have reached this type of winning level.
I think the first time I ever really thought about it was Barb Stevens was a longtime coach at Bentley, a Division II school, and she was the winningest active coach in Division II, and then she retired. And somebody said, hey, by the way, you're the winningest active coach in Division II, and it kind of took me back a little bit to think, like, you know, I guess that's pretty neat, but you know, not really. I don't focus on it. But when you think about, you know, you're in the ranks up there with Geno and Tara Vanderveer, and you know, I guess it's pretty cool. But I'm just a kid from Roxborough. Like that's kind of out of my pay grade in some ways.
How proud are you of this group here? You're now 19-6 after this win. You guys were searching for answers midseason, and they've just been dominant the last month and a half.
You know, Matt, when we lost Sam Yenshin, which was the third game of the season, I think we kind of fell apart a little bit, not knowing how that void would be filled. And then all of a sudden, you know, Gabby Racinto in particular, but Carolyn Sapro and, you know, Tori Nigro, they all kind of grew up together, and then they started fitting into their role and saying, okay, we got to pick up a little bit here for Sam. And that started to mesh really right around New Year's, because I think since New Year's we've lost two games. And now I think we're playing at a pretty high level and we're starting to get some NCAA rankings. So we shall see.
Given all that, do you consider this one of your better coaching jobs?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I try to coach pretty much the same way in the same style every year, and you change the pieces, if you will. But I think there was a little more discussion. There was a little more life lessons to try to teach. Like Sam went down. You know, what happens in the real world if you're, you know, making a certain amount of money at a job and you lose your job? You got to come back and you got to find a new job. You got to figure it out. So we just kind of talk about it from a life standpoint. And, you know, and the women are really receptive to what you have to say and how we have to change to make things work. And it's about the kids. The kids just, they responded.
Does the march to 1,000 start now?
I don't know. You know what? The next goal, 9:01 Saturday, Georgia Court.
Thanks, Lekker.
Thank you, Matt.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.